Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Nininem Hangsing. A voter turnout of over 61% was recorded until 11:30 p.m. last night in the sixth phase of the ongoing Lok Sabha elections, for which polling was held yesterday. The polling in all 58 parliamentary constituencies spread over 6 states and 2 union territories remained peaceful. In this phase, polling was held on 14 seats in Uttar Pradesh, all 10 seats in Haryana, 8 seats each in Bihar and West Bengal, all 7 seats in Delhi, 6 in Odisha, 4 in Jharkhand and 1 parliamentary constituency in Jammu and Kashmir. Indira Gandhi National Centre for the Arts, IGNCA, and Prasar Bharati are collaborating to bring the cultural programs of IGNCA on DD Bharati every Sunday. This unique initiative marks a significant step where a government institution will present its work to the public professionally. Member Secretary of IGNCA, Dr. Sachit Anand Joshi, aims to showcase the various dimensions of India's rich culture through this weekly cultural program. He stated that India's cultural richness and diversity are unparalleled, and this weekly cultural program is being initiated to keep it alive and reach the masses. IGNCA has recently been in the limelight for its significant contributions, including the complete artwork for the new parliament building of the country. Over the past 35 years, IGNCA has pioneered the country's art scene. Altogether, 33 Maoists surrendered in the Bijapur district of Bastar Division, Chhattisgarh yesterday. Of these, a reward of Rs. 5 lakh each was declared on the 3 Maoists. These Maoists have surrendered before the DIG of CRPF and Superintendent of Police of the district. These Maoists are accused of being involved in many Naxalite incidents. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi claimed that the India alliance will fall flat in Lok Sabha elections because the bubble of the opposition has burst. Addressing a public meeting in Ahirauli in Buxar parliamentary constituency in Bihar yesterday, Modi said the constituent parties of India alliance will be bundled out. He said he wants to lead India as a developed country by 2047, but the opposition has no vision. He said in the past 10 years, his track record of work is time-tested, but the opposition alliance is fighting for the Prime Minister's post. He said they don't want to do service to the country. The Assam Rifles organized an awareness lecture on drug abuse in Dimapur and Mon districts as part of Merry Life Amplification 2024. In Dimapur, the event was held at Lamstan Higher Secondary School, Toluvi, while in Mon, it was conducted at Aboy Village. Lectures on the harmful effects of drug abuse on individuals and communities, prevention and intervention strategies, and the treatment options and resources available for recovery were shared on the occasion. The initiative aimed to equip students with the knowledge and tools necessary to combat the widespread issue of substance abuse. Students were encouraged to adopt healthy lifestyles and avoid drug abuse with the goal of creating a safer and more prosperous community. Khiam Nguyen Students' Union, Tuen Sang Town, emerged victorious in the final match of the Friendship Sports Meet yesterday. KSUTT defeated Chang Wedoshi Setshang 3-1 in the men's football final. The event was organized by Chang Wedoshi Setshang CWS at the Loyum Memorial AstroTurf Ground in Tuen Sang Town. The sports meet held for the officials of the respective students' unions began on May 24 and saw participation from 8 tribal student unions. In addition to the football matches, a tug-of-war competition for women was also held. Chang Students' Union Tuen Sang Town won against Tuen Sang Village Students' Union, finishing in second place in the final. And India's Simran Sharma clinched the gold in the women's 200 meters T12 category at the Para Athletics World Championship in Kobe, Japan yesterday. She also bagged the Paralympics quota with a personal best time of 24.95 seconds. In the women's 100 meters T35 category, India's Preeti Pal won the bronze, her second medal of the championship. Earlier, Preeti had won bronze in 200 meters in the same category. Another Indian, Navdeep, also won the bronze medal in the men's javelin throw F41 category today. With his season best performance of 42.82 meters, with these medals, India's total medal count reached 17, the highest ever in the history of the competition. This includes 6 gold, 5 silver and 6 bronze medals. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.